Good evening and welcome to the Jaguars Coaches Show here on News Talk Radio WOKV and across the Jaguars Football Network. I'm Brian Sexton, joined by Jaguars General Manager Gene Smith, Jaguars Interim Head Coach Mel Tucker. First of all, Coach, congratulations. Welcome. Nice to have you.
Thanks. I appreciate that. Thanks for having me.
And Gene, as always, it's great to see you. Thanks for spending a little time with us. It's been a very unusual day. Very unusual.
I agree. And it's good to be here with Mel.
And so as people follow the timeline here, coaching change made this morning. A announcement was coming at noon. Then we find out the announcement is that Mr. Weaver has agreed to sell the team, which is something we always knew was possible. And it's coming quick. And so all of a sudden now, this is maybe the busiest place in Jacksonville. And it is the focus of what's going on in the sports world today. What was your focus? What did you two gentlemen work on?
Well, I think for, you know, Mel and I, we have two different defined roles. But when you talk about early in the week for someone in football, some of the things that got to be done, it's really the busiest part of the week. And then on top of it, to go through this today, you just have to adapt. You have to adjust. You got to make the best of it. Mel and I have tried to do that today. I know there's a lot of commitments for obvious reasons. But it's my objective, or our staff's objective, to enable Mel to have a competitive advantage on game day to try to help him out and the coaching staff out of getting that roster ready and help him prepare for the San Diego Chargers.
Big stage, Monday Night Football for the debut, extra day. Tell us about your meeting with the players today, because I know you had the guys in.
Yeah, we had a good meeting. Mr. Weaver addressed the team. And I took the time to just talk to those guys from the heart about how I feel about the situation. And it wasn't anything rehearsed or prepared, just some of the things I believe in. First and foremost, I told them that it's a tough situation for all of us. I understand that. But moving forward, there are certain things that have to get done. As professionals, we have a job to do, a tremendous amount of responsibility. A lot of people count on us to get a job done. And I just reinforced with them the things that I think that are important. And I left them with two words. The first one was love. Love for the game, love for each other, love for the organization and the opportunities we have. That's first and foremost. And everything we do will be rooted in that. And the second word was discipline. And I define discipline as doing what you're supposed to do, when you're supposed to do it, the way it's supposed to get done. And with those two words, that covers a lot. I believe in keeping it simple, and we're going to stick to those two things right there, and that's going to carry us a long way.
Coach, I want to dive into some of that. But in this first segment, really, I want – Gene, I can sit and read the bio. You've known Mel for an awful long time. Would you share with the listeners – you know, how long you've known Mel, what you see from Mel, and a little lineage of where Mel's coaching comes from.
Well, Mel happens to be an Ohio native, like myself. But, you know, Mel has been around some tremendous coaches, guys I have a lot of respect for. I mean, he played for Barry Alvarez up at Wisconsin. Then he's coached with Nick Saban at Michigan State and at LSU. He's coached with Jim Tressel at Ohio State. He's coached with Romeo Crennel. He's been a coordinator at the major college level. He's been a coordinator in the NFL. And, you know, I can't forget the Cradle coaches, Mel, because he did have a coffee break at Miami of Ohio for another outstanding football coach who was passed. But, you know, Mel's got a good resume. And I think the one thing I tried to express today is the thing that always impressed me about Mel, I do think he was a man of integrity, a guy that was a trusted friend through the years and a trusted professional, and someone that I thought was a good teacher. That's one of the things as a scout, when you observe practice, you go to live games, and you got an opportunity not just to evaluate players, but at times coaches. Mel made an impression on me that way, and I'm glad we're working together.
Thoughts on Barry Alvarez, Nick Saban, I mean, obviously those are gentlemen that all of us know and have heard talk about football, and we've watched them coach. As a young coach, how did those gentlemen impact you?
Well, Coach Alvarez was, I was in his first recruiting class at the University of Wisconsin in 1990. And he had a tremendous amount of impact on my life as a young person. And I saw him build a program. We were 1-10 my freshman year, and by the time I left, we were Rose Bowl champs, and the rest is history. And he was always a guy that you could look up to. He was very, very stern, but he was fair. He ran a tough program, and you had to make a decision every day if you were going to be committed to playing football at Wisconsin or not. And he held you accountable, and that that approach helped me as a player, and definitely helped me probably more as a person, and it laid the foundation for me to want to get into coaching, because I think when you have good coaches in high school and in college, they can inspire you to want to do the same types of things, Coach Saban gave me an opportunity to coach at Michigan State as a GA in 1997. He recruited me actually in high school to go to the University of Toledo, and he is a guy who, from a technical aspect, taught me pretty much everything I knew initially about coaching, in teaching progression and motivating and developing players. And as we all know, he is a tremendous coach. The thing that a lot of people may not know about Coach Saban, he's a even better person, and he's extremely loyal to his players and to coaches who have worked with him. So between Coach Alvarez, Coach Saban, and then obviously Coach Trussell, Coach Cornell, Terry Heppner at Miami of Ohio, I've learned a tremendous amount from those guys, and they've set a good example for me. And my dad always told me, he says, if you just pay attention to what's going on around you, you'll learn a lot. And so I spent a lot of time over the years listening, picking up things here and there about, players, on and off the field, coaching, life. And then through all that, I've applied a lot that I've learned to my own personality, and that's pretty much who I am today as a coach. And it's because of those coaches and obviously other people, parents and close friends and relatives and things like that. So I owe a tremendous amount to my coaches.
All right, there's the resume. That's the past. You ready to talk about the future?
Absolutely.
All right, Gene. Thanks so much for getting us started. I know you got a busy evening.
It's a pleasure being here, and all the best, Mel.
Thanks, Gene. Appreciate
busy
it.
Busy week. Gene Smith, thank you very much. Mel Tucker is here for the Jaguars Coaches Show when we return after this quick break on the Jaguars Radio Network. All right, here we are on the Jaguars Coaches Show. Very busy day at Everbank Field. Jaguars head coach now is with me, Mel Tucker. And, Coach, obviously you've got a lot of work to get done. It's a good thing that it came this week because you've got an extra day to prepare. I'm sure it doesn't feel that way right now. It feels like there's a lot to get done.
No, there is a lot to get done, but we have had an extra day, and we've used all the time today, and we'll continue to work into the night with it. Coaches have done a tremendous job. I have the full support of the coaching staff, and they're working away right now as we speak, and we'll continue to plan for the upcoming game and have conversations about the roster and things like that that we need to have tonight and into tomorrow, and then we'll be ready for the players when they roll back in here on Thursday.
If you and Gene are as good of friends as he just said you are, then I know you are single-minded of purpose and you are about this football team winning. But if you don't mind, the owner today said in his news conference that you were a candidate for this job. So this is clearly a great opportunity for you. Is that as front burner as winning is for you, that this matters so much for you personally as it does for the team? How do you approach that?
Well, my approach is I'm going to keep the focus on the team and the preparation of our football team for the games. And I told the team today, it's not about me. It's about us and what's best for this team. my coaching career. You know, obviously I put a lot into it over the years. But really, when it's all said and done, it's what can I do to help the Jaguars now? And everything else down the road will take care of itself. I've always taken that approach to any type of jobs or opportunities I've had. Whatever my defined role is at the time, do it to the best of my ability, always keeping in mind the bigger picture and the team. Football is the ultimate team sport. And so obviously we're going to need everyone pulling in the same direction to get the work done that needs to be done. And then my own personal goals and aspirations, I have to make sure that I'm always putting the team first in that regard.
Tell me about, I mean, your schedule's about to be a lot different. I mean, your focus was the defense up until last week. Now it's the entire team. So you've said you're still going to call the defensive signals.
Sure.
So, and Jack for a time was the head coach and the defensive coordinator, obviously. But as you go forward now as the head coach of this football team, you know, what changes do you have to make to your schedule and just in general to be, you know, working with Dirk, obviously, on the offensive philosophy or with Russ in the special teams philosophy?
Yeah, so most of the changes will be time allocation. I'm going to have to spend time with Dirk and the offensive staff and with Russ and with the special teams. That will be a change because my focus has been solely with the defensive staff and the defensive players. And so those will be things that that I'll be able to iron out this evening and into the morning. And I'll make sure that I have a consistent plan of action moving forward relative to, you know, time spent between offense, defense, and special teams. The thing that that I have to keep in mind, and I think this is very important, is that it's not a one-man show. I think we have a tremendous staff. The coaches are committed to the Jaguars and committed to the players. I know that that together we can accomplish great things, and that's what I'm going to emphasize, making sure that everyone knows that what their defined role is moving forward. Being cohesive, being on the same page, making the tough decisions that need to be made, whatever changes or adjustments that need to take place, we'll get that done. But we'll all be on the same page as we go to the players, and with us being on the same page as the coaching staff, and the players being on the same page with us, that gives us the best chance to go out there on game day. And put our best foot forward and play the brand of football that we know we're capable of playing.
Now, with all due respect to Coach Del Rio, change creates an energy. And it can go either way. It can become a positive energy, or obviously if some people don't like change, it can become a negative energy. You know, do you sense that there is a positive energy over in that room? And I should say all due respect to them. I'm not saying that they haven't been working all season long, but is there a buzz like there is in this city amongst these coaches, an excitement level about a little bit of change?
Well, you know, all I know is what I've seen the past couple of hours, and I've been in and out of meetings, in media obligations and things like that.
Yeah, we're pesky that way. I'm sorry.
But you know, that's part of my responsibility, and I understand that's what has to be done, and I appreciate that. What I've seen from the staff and the players that I've come in contact with is nothing but unconditional support for what we need to get done. We know that, you know, on Monday night there's going to be a test.
You bet.
And we have to prepare for that.
So it's rallying.
Yeah.
And it's a bunch of guys working together.
There's a tremendous amount of pride in this building. We're all professionals. We all know that we have jobs to do. We're, you have to prove yourself every day in life. This is no different. And what I have to do is I have to provide leadership. I'll have to make decisions, some tougher than others. But we'll cross those bridges as they come, and we'll move forward together as a football team. But I do sense a positive energy, and there is a can-do attitude flowing through our building right now, from our coaching staff to the support staff, you know, equipment, media relations, medical staff, everyone that I've come in contact with has reassured me that they'll be behind our team and our staff 100% and do everything they can to help me prepare this team for our challenges ahead. So I feel tremendous about that.
All right, final thought on you. Then we're going to take a break, and then we'll come back and talk about your team and the game coming up. Just personally, you know, you've gone through your coaching career with some of those great names, yep. Nick Saban and Barry Alvarez and Jim Tressel and those guys. Is this something that you've always set as a goal that you've prepared yourself for? You said your dad talked about keep your eyes open and listen and soak it all in. Have you, along the way, been preparing yourself mentally for the time when you would be the head coach?
Well, I'm real big on goal setting, and I think that one of my goals is to be the best coach that I can be, and that's whatever level I've been at, whatever school or organization, and that's my goal every day, to do the very, very best that I can do for the organization and for the players and the coaches that I work with. You'll get opportunities, and then you make decisions, you take them as they come. But Jim Tressel always said, you get as your works deserve. And so you continue to work, try to do things the right way, and here's an opportunity here for me to help this organization and maybe have a little bit more influence and provide more leadership and have a little more reach, and I think that's a positive thing. But again, I really believe that I have to keep the focus on the players and our organization and what's best for the team, and then my personal aspirations to be a head coach or things like that. That all shake itself out.
Sure. All right. We have more to come with head coach Mel Tucker. When we return, we'll talk about the Jaguars' defense. We'll talk about the Chargers. Anything that's on your mind. 355-NFL, 1-800-355-6351 on the Jaguars Coaches Show on Jaguars Radio. Well, tomorrow, players off. It's actually Tuesday in the Jaguars work week because of the Monday night game, but the Auto Spot Tire Pros at 9718 Touchton Road invite you to join them for cookies with the Jaguars rookies from noon till 2. They'll sign autographs, share some cookies with you and your kids, and give you a chance to win an autographed football and club seats for the Jaguars to host the Chargers on Monday night. We're really pleased to have Jaguars head coach Mel Tucker with us this evening, and we'll grab a couple of calls. You know what? Dave is with us, Coach, and Dave is a longtime listener and a frequent caller. He's down in St. Augustine. Hey, Dave, welcome to the show.
Good evening, gentlemen. Thanks for taking my call. Exciting news day, I suppose, here in Jacksonville. But I wanted to get in and just kind of voice my appreciation for Coach Del Rio. You know, I know he's put in a lot of hard work and time here, and I'm sure, you know, he made the most of it. And just wanted to say that I appreciate the effort and the time and the work that he's put in here and in the community and for the Jaguars. You know, 2007 was, you know, a bit of a magical season for me. It was a good time, and I really appreciate that. But Coach Tucker, moving on, you know, really just wanted to say you've done a fantastic job with the defense this year. Looking forward to, you know, I'm not a fan that's down and out on the team right now. I think we're real close. I think that we're a couple plays away here and there. And it's as much as fundamentals and execution as it is, you know, sweeping changes and philosophies and things of that nature. So I know I'm not telling you anything that you don't know, but going forward, you know, as a fan, you know, we want to see wins. But we also just want to see development. You know, I think Blaine is playing better than he's perceived to be playing. I'd certainly buy into that we can be playing better around him. And so, you know, going through the season, we want to see wins and we want to see development out of the quarterback and out of the offense and the receivers. So, you know, I'm happy for your opportunity. I wish you the best of luck. I can't speak for everybody. I can speak for myself that, you know, I'd love to see whoever they decide to put in there make it, you know, whether that's you or, you know, hopefully it is, you know, that's fine with me, but good luck. You know, I know that the Jaguars fans will be behind you, and I implore the Jaguars fans to get out there on Monday night and really bring it, so we can it's going to be a primetime game, it's going to be big time, and so it'll be nice to show out and get a strong win. So good luck, Coach, moving forward. Go Jaguars. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Dave. I appreciate that call.
Yeah, the energy that is behind this stadium when it is full and when there's a good crowd, especially for a primetime game, players feed off of it.
Yeah, the stadium's going to be rocking. And I know that just like Dave, there are a huge amount of fans out there that want to see the Jaguars do well. And our players feed off of the energy that our fans bring to the stadium. And there's nothing like it when we get that stadium packed. We're out there running and hitting, knocking guys back. The fans are going nuts, and we can give them what they want. And, you know, like Dave said, he wants to see execution, fundamentals, development.
Sounds like a coach.
He does sound like a coach. And what he's describing is that's a brand of football that he expects to see out there. And
it mesh with your particular brand of football?
It does, because it's all about technique and fundamentals and execution. And what we have to focus on is, okay, what can our players do well? Okay, what can they execute in the fourth quarter when they're tired? Okay, and then let's do those things and do them better than anyone else. And so what Dave was talking about is a brand of football that we all aspire to have out there. And it's my job and my duty to make sure that shows up on the field on Monday night.
355-NFL, 1-800-355-6351. Let's take another break. When we come back, more with head coach Mel Tucker. Fans, text BBQ to 72239. That'll enter you for a chance to win the Sonny's Game Ball Delivery Contest. You could hand the game ball to the referee at the start of the next Jaguars home game. More to come on the Jaguars Coaches Show right after this on the Jaguars Radio Network. All right, welcome back to the Coaches Show here on the Jaguars Radio Network. Brian Sexton along with Mel Tucker. And you obviously were asked a lot about the quarterback today.
Sure.
He's a rookie and he's a quarterback, and so, you know, this league is driven by them. You spend your football life, or you have spent your football life, looking at quarterbacks on tape. Can you give us a thought of how far you think Blaine has come, or how far you think he needs to go 9 games into his professional football career?
Well, I'm very high on Blaine. When you look at a quarterback, you look and say the first thing you want to know is can he beat you throwing, and can he win outside of numbers? And when you look at Blaine, he's a guy that can make all the throws, and he can beat you throwing. He can win outside of numbers. The other thing you look at is he mobile? Can he hurt you running? And we've seen that. You know, when it's not there, he's not afraid to step up and run and get the tough yards and move the chains. Is he a competitor? You know, those are the things you look at, and I do see him competing at a high level. And probably the most important thing is you look at is he a guy that does he provide the leadership? And I see that in him. I see leadership ability. I see the intangibles with him. He's a guy, but when I see every day in practice, I see him working hard to get better. He has a presence about him. And I know that people will play around him and will play for him. And so those are all the things that you need to see in a quarterback. And I see those in Blaine. So I'm very excited about what some of the things that I've seen him do and also what I think that he can do in the future.
You've seen some rookie quarterbacks this year on the field.
Yeah.
I mean, it's part of the deal that you try to rattle them. I mean, what Wade Phillips did last week, you know, blitzing and sending everybody after him is pretty much the game plan on rookie quarterbacks, isn't it?
Well, you know, that's pretty much the game plan on any quarterback. You know, if you can make the quarterback play poorly, or if you can disrupt the rhythm, that's whoever it is. You know, then you got a good chance. And so, you know, defensively, we always try to find ways to attack the pass protection, see if we can create as many one-on-ones as we can up front, whether it's with our D-line or linebackers or running backs or things like that. See if we can get in the pocket and get the quarterback off the spot and in the same time have great coverage where we can take away their first read, make them hold the ball and make them force them to go somewhere else and speed up the clock that way. And so whether it's a rookie quarterback or a veteran quarterback. Now, when you do see a rookie quarterback, the first thing you want to know is will he you know, how's he going to respond, and will he keep coming back, and that's very, very important, because in this business, you know, you're going to get knocked down, and it's how you respond. Are you going to get up, and you're going to get up fighting, or are you going to get up competing? And I see that in Blaine, and I know that he'll do that for us. So, you know, it's a process, and we're all in this thing together. We've got to play relentless defense. We've got to be aggressive and play well around Blaine on offense, and we've got to gain an advantage in special teams.
You know, Mel, football is always about execution, and I know you're going to answer the question with it's always about execution. But as you go forward now, no secret, the offense is dead last in the league in points and in yards. Do you try to execute what you already do better, or do you and Dirk come up with something different to do over the final 5 weeks?
Yeah, well, we're still in those discussions, and every week, you know, defensively, offensively, there's always going to be some game plan schemes and things like that. But when it comes down to it, it comes down to being able to execute your base plays, your basic plays, at a high level consistently.
So Gabbert's a guy that you're high on, and everyone, offensive line, has to execute this week.
We have to execute every day. When we step on that field on Thursday for practice, we've got to do it on the practice field, and we have to have up tempo meetings. We'll have up tempo practices. Things will be high attention to detail, razor sharp. Those are the things that when you do them during the week. In practice, and then in the meetings, that gives you the best chance to take it to the game. And so every minute that we spend in preparation, it matters to a great degree. And so that's where our focus will be.
All right. We're due for a break. We'll take it now. More with Jaguars head coach Mel Tucker as the Jaguars Coaches Show continues after this quick timeout on Jaguars Radio. And welcome back to the Coach's Show. Brian Sexton along with Mel Tucker. We were talking about Blaine Gabbert and the offense. One more thought on the offense, because you work against Maurice Jones-Drew in practice every day. I don't know that everyone appreciates what he's done this year, running for more than 1,000 yards against defenses that are gunning to get him. I mean, they've always wanted to stop him, but you always before had to stop a passing game with David Garrard. And there were, you know, last year especially, you had Mercedes. I mean, this year, it's been one guy, and he's 45% of your team's offense, which is the most of any one player in the National Football League. What he's done in that role, Coach, has been impressive.
Yeah, he's a relentless competitor, and he is all about team, and he'll do everything that he does, everything he possibly can to help the football team. And he runs with a tremendous amount of passion. He is the type of guy that you want to build an organization around. Those types of guys. Guys that give you everything they have. Relentless competitors. Do scratch, fight, and claw for everything that they can get. And do it week in and week out. And not only do you see, you know, fans and see it on Sundays. But to see what it takes for him to come back from a game like that with those tremendous amount of carries and the punishing style and all that he does, and then to come back the next day and get prepared and get his body ready and get mentally prepared and to do it again and again and again and again, you know, he's a special player. And so I have nothing but the utmost respect for him, and I know that he'll continue to do that.
You know, when you look at your defensive secondary, to flip on the other side of the ball, isn't that what you've done when you add guys like Landry and Lowry and Coleman? You've got two guys injured, obviously, but you added pros. I mean, you added guys who knew how to prepare. Yeah. The value of that has to be innumerable.
Yeah, because we're competing at the highest level, and that's what it takes. You have to have good players that will do what it takes to be at their best all the time. And so when you have guys that know how to prepare, to take their job seriously and care about the team, the more guys you have like that, the better team you're going to have. And so when you have guys like Puz and Campman and Roth and Tyson and Mincy, you know, it goes on. Daryl Smith, you know, I don't want to leave anyone out. When you look at our entire the guys that we have that you mentioned, and I work with the defense, these guys are all that and more. And even when a guy goes down, we told him from day one, hey, listen, at some point you're going to be called on the play, and it's going to be the next man up, and the next man up is a starter, and we expect the same amount of production. And so those guys will step up and do that. That's the expectation. That's how they prepare. That's what they expect of themselves. So you have true pros, and that's a credit to Gene Smith. There's only a certain types of people and players that he'll bring here, and he brings guys here who will be relentless, and that's what we all can respect.
You know, I have to tell you, I didn't know if you could go five men up last week playing without five starters. I mean, I was not certain if you could have that many people step up, but you did. I mean, you had C.J. Mosley step in and play a tremendous game. You know, Will Middleton and Ashton Yabody, who you know well. You know, I mean, goodness gracious. Talk about next man up.
Yeah, next man up is huge. I mean, this is it's a long season. It's football is a game of injuries, and we practice at a very high level, and we coach every player on the roster gets coached from the minute he steps out there, and in the meetings during the week. We spend extra time with them. I mean, each guy, whether it's a practice squad guy or whoever. If you're here, you're on our team, you're going to get coached, you're going to get developed, and with the keeping in mind that at some point you're going to have to go out there and play winning football for us. And the expectation is not to just go out there and fill in. The expectation is to go out there and get the job done. And we really focus on what can this guy do best, and try to and ask him to only do that. And get good at it. So the players, when they go out there, they know what their defined role is. They know exactly what we need them to do, how they need to do it, and all we ask them to do is go full speed with great power level and be relentless and give it to us for 60 minutes. And so when you have good players that understand what their roles are and the expectation is set, then you got a great chance to have production.
All right, we have to take a break. When we come back, we'll work in a couple of calls here as we come to the top of the hour and the end of the Jaguars Coaches Show. Mel Tucker is with us this evening, and we're back after this on the Jaguars Radio Network. All right, welcome back. Brian Sexton along with Mel Tucker here on the Jaguars Coaches Show. And let's grab Aaron, who joins us next from the Mandarin area. Aaron, you're on with the coach. Good evening.
Good evening, gentlemen. How are we doing?
Good.
Outstanding.
Great. Great. Mel, first of all, I want to congratulate you on being the interim head coach. I wish you the best of luck. I'm behind you 100%. One thing that I really wanted to get out there, Gene Smith assembled this defense, but we've seen in the past from other teams assembling big names, it doesn't always work. As a defensive coordinator, you've held this defense together, number four in the NFL, and I think you've done a fantastic job. You've dealt with a lot of adversity, a lot of injuries, but regardless who's been in there, our defense has found a way to shine, and I really want to congratulate you on that, and I genuinely wish you the best of luck.
Well, thanks, Aaron. I appreciate that. Like we tell our guys, you're only as good as your next play. And so we have to prove ourselves every day. Our guys understand that if you're not getting better, you're getting worse. And so we spend a tremendous amount of time working on our technique and our fundamentals to sharpen the saw, so to speak, and make sure that we're prepared as much as we can be to play on Sundays and put forth a winning effort. We have a tremendous coaching staff, very, very unselfish coaches, unselfish players, and we feel like that if we can get a group of guys playing together at a high level and give a maximum effort, that together we can achieve great things. And so That's what we try to do each and every day, and I appreciate your support, and we'll continue to work at it and put the brand of football out there that we can all be proud of, and I'm very, very happy and honored to have this opportunity, and I'm going to do my very, very best to get this job done.
Mel, you didn't get most of these new guys on defense until camp was at least a week old, and then all of a sudden they're put into action a couple of weeks into the preseason. Football coaches are rarely surprised, but was there a level of surprise for you at how quickly this defense came together, considering you didn't have the offseason, which is so critical for professional football?
No, I wasn't surprised. I know that, again, when if a player passes Gene's evaluation, I know they can play. And then it's up to us to figure out what can these guys do well. And so we spend a tremendous amount of time, you know, asking that question. You know, what can he do? What can he do? What can he do? And we don't talk about what he can't do. And we don't in the out of season, we didn't talk about how much we wish we had more time. You know, how much time do we have, and what can these guys do? And then our focus was on, okay, let's do this. And we know that if we can execute at a high level consistently, especially in the fourth quarter when we're tired, that we can have success. And so we built it step by step, keeping in mind that we want our players to play fast. We don't want them to have to think too much. We want them to be able to go in there right away and play at a high level. And there was no excuses, no explanations. And so when you don't leave yourself any out, you make sure that when it's time to play that first game, that the guys can execute. And so sometimes we've taken an approach that we always take the approach that, you know, we'd rather have one less than one more in terms of scheme and things like that. And so that allows our players to play fast and allows guys to step in when we have injuries.
All right, Coach, we have one final break to take. We'll come back and wrap up this edition of the Jaguars Coaches Show with Mel Tucker here on Jaguars Radio. Welcome back to the Coaches Show. Brian Sexton set to wrap things up with Mel Tucker, who's getting ready for his first game as the Jaguars head coach come Monday night. Coach, I mean, I've said it three or four times now, but you have a lot to do in a very short period of time, don't you? I mean, you've got a full slate.
Yeah, we've got a full slate tonight, and I'm looking forward to it. You know, I don't have to do it alone. I've got a good staff, got good players, and we'll just take it step by step. It's going to take time to prepare and make sure that we have all our I's dotted and our T's crossed and on a daily basis and the attention to detail. And so that's the fun part of it. We're going to attack it, and it's part of the deal. But we're in a special position. You know, we're in the National Football League, or we're competing at the best of the best. And so I don't take that lightly, and I think it's a privilege.
In the final minute, how's your leg? You going to be able to roam the sidelines vigorously?
I don't know about vigorously, but
but well, people know that you tore the quadriceps tendon back in September. How are you?
I'm doing good. We're making good progress daily. The rehab is gone well. Mike and his staff, especially Rod Scott, works with me on a daily basis. We've got about 105 degrees range of motion, and that'll be enough to get me out there on the sideline.
Just one more thing to worry about this week. Coach, congratulations. Best of luck on Monday against the Chargers.
I appreciate that. We'll see you there.
All right. That's Mel Tucker. Good night, everybody. We appreciate it.